And we're now chatting here with the Pirates Boys Golf Coach, Steve Kofed. And Coach, looking at the rounds today, looked like a lot of good scores. Let's start on the varsity side of things. You know, it was a good all-around performance, it looked like, for everybody. Start from the top, work our way down for Garrett. He kind of led the way again. And when I talked to you about him just a week or two ago, you had mentioned he's getting close to the position where he can go out and score on any course if he just tunes a few things up. Is that still the case? Is he continuing to grow?
Absolutely. That's going to be way more than a one or two rounds. That's a mindset, a full summer, a whole lot of tournament golf where the pressure shows up before we can say maybe this time next year if we're all of a sudden noticing we're going out bad conditions. We're seeing him do some things this summer that all of a sudden are now streamlining that. Obviously, playing at your home course helps a ton. But he also went out and put together a pretty good show. I mean, last Friday, hitting 12 greens in Thief River and the wind blowing, feeling like he didn't make any putts whatsoever. Going up to Roseau, not hitting quite as many greens, but feeling like he putted better. Golf is kind of funny how things don't always have everything lined up the same way. Most days that's not the case. Today he hit a bunch of greens, didn't feel like he was making any putts, but also didn't really have any massive three putts, four putt types of things that has been hindering some of him or some of his scores earlier this year.
Well, he had two birdies today, too, on two of the longer holes as well. So, I mean, just to know that he has that in his arsenal and can do that, I mean, again, when you go out to some of these other courses, like at Bemidji, for instance, and just around the area, if he's scoring well on some of the longer holes, I mean, obviously, he's just a couple of things away from potentially turning in some really good scores.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, I mean, the next step now is, I mean, what do we say, 79 in Fergus, which is a really difficult golf course, was that probably his best score outside of Minocqua. 75 was by far probably, and he said, his best tournament round of any kind, which is great to be able to add that tournament pressure compared to just Saturday morning at 9 o'clock and you're out just playing with a couple friends and you go out and shoot 72, which is still a great score to do. He's close, and we've said that, and we're going to have to keep working on that growth. And I just kind of asked him, playing with Max Wilson, the medalist today and medalist last Friday, what does he do? What are you taking away? He gets up and down from everywhere, and that's kind of what we've been preaching for years. That part of your game will travel, and when that part of the game is there and you can lean on it, you're going to be able to score really well.
Then you look at a guy like Brannon, and I mean, you know, this is by far his best round of the year, and I mean, to break 80 is impressive at any course. So what was he kind of doing? Well, I'm not sure how much you got to watch him today, but overall, his best round.
Yeah, harder to figure out how to watch people when you got 12 people wandering around the golf course. And there's always someone on every hole, especially in a nine-hole course. But it seemed like when I was catching Brannon, he was just making putts. He was getting up and down from everywhere, and they weren't all short putts. I mean, he drained a probably 10, 12-footer, it looked like, on four to save par. I saw him play five perfectly early in the round where he hit it to the corner, knocked it to the back of the green, made a 15-footer for birdie. So, again, scores are going to be pretty good when you're making putts outside of 6-8 feet multiple times. And to finish with a birdie to give him an opportunity to break 80 for the first time, another career round for the Pirates is awesome.
Did you have a goal in mind as a team today coming into this one on your home course as far as what you wanted to try and shoot as a team or where you wanted to place, anything like that? Did you talk about that ahead of the round with the guys?
We didn't. Obviously, when you're hosting, it's a little different as you're running around. I'm out there making sure kids have range balls and what the golf course looks like and getting ready for rules meetings and getting the fertile kids set up in Iwanamaker and all those other options. But sometimes being at home is a comfort zone, and sometimes being at home is really hard. I mean, we've had some good teams over my 17 years of coaching where we stood on the first tee box and every single kid from the Pirates hit at least one ball out of bounds. So we all of a sudden spotted the field 10 or 12 strokes even on our home course, where I don't think our goal really changed today. Trying to come out and give ourselves a chance to get into those 30s. We ended up getting down below 330 with a 329 today, which was by far our best team score, which is, again, the goal is to keep getting better every single week.
Yeah, and like I said, everybody played well. I mean, anything else with any of the other guys that you saw today on the varsity side of things that you liked, whether it was a couple things you saw, just their overall score and what they were able to turn in. Like I said, I mean, best team score you've been able to have all year, so everybody played well.
Yeah, I think Connor Maruska did a really good job. He was off to a good start. I think he was even par through the first three or four holes. Bang, I looked at the leaderboard, and all of a sudden we had a whole pile of triples and doubles that came in from everywhere. Had a tough little stretch, but then found a way to battle back. I bet you 85, as haven't talked to him to see if that's his best score ever, but definitely his best tournament round. And then I think Ashton, Gavin, and Evan kind of all fall in the same boat, where early they were above par more than they wanted to. And then all of a sudden they battled themselves back to put something together, which, again, they wish they would have been able to break 90 at home. But they weren't as high as they maybe could have when we looked at it, you know, 5, 7, 8 holes in, where they were already 10, 12 over par. So being able to find ways to grind yourself back in and post their best score, that's the key in the 3.5 to 4 hour round of that you call golf.
And then on the JV side of things as well, I mean, because, you know, you had both out there at the same time. Like you said, you're kind of running all over the place. There's a lot going on today. Some good scores there too, and guys getting out and getting a chance to play and get better today, and obviously sounds like a lot of good things went there too.
Yeah, Tate Hamry ended up shooting 84. Again, I got to chat with him a little bit more, but I'm guessing that's in that best round for him. No, not at Minocqua. Best tournament round, though. He's sitting over here, so I can ask him as he's shaking his head. But best tournament round, and he said he could have had five or six birdies. It sounded like he was hitting the ball really well. Stuck two shots on four to inside of 6 feet, missed both those putts. Knocked one on six to 12 feet, made the putt for birdie. I mean, you start playing those holes and hitting quality golf shots to par threes with a little bit of wind blowing, that's great. We drop a little bit further down the leaderboard, and we now have David Threet, so a junior who's been playing golf for us forever, comes out, puts the time in practicing, ends up shooting 114, which is his best score by quite a ways for sure in tournament world. Again, have to ask him if what's his best score forever, but I think that's pretty close. I think Lincoln Waldahl said he had shot a 40-41 on 1-9, which is about as good as he has ever played. So across the board, I think it was a pretty good day for us, and that's the fun of playing at home.
Two more questions. One, with it being at home like this, you know, you play each hole twice because you go around nine holes. It's a little bit different than some of the other courses. Is that unique in a sense for the players or you as a coach knowing that, okay, you're going to see this hole again so you can maybe approach it differently than you did the first time, for instance, and you just get a better feel, I would imagine, the second time through?
Knowing where the pin placements are is obviously, you can kind of change right-hand side, left-hand side of the fairway. It's definitely an advantage second time around for the kids that have never played it. You know, when they don't have any idea where it goes. Next thing you know, you hit a perfect shot, and you're like, well, that was not the right location. Second time around, that definitely helps those visitors. For our guys, no, because, you know, we've played so many times. Maybe we know the pin, but those pins have been in every single spot multiple times in their career playing. So they should have that as a piece already when we tee off.
And then lastly, tomorrow, big day, obviously. So what's kind of your last thing? I know you met with them just recently here to talk to them briefly before you let them go. So knowing tomorrow's a big day, what are you hoping for?
Yeah, tomorrow, again, going over Bemidji, it's not a pressure situation where we're trying to go over and be advancing or anything like that. We're trying to go over, see the golf course for a second time. We know there's going to be some good schools that are there, and their expectations as a team is to advance the state tournament. Ours is to advance to Bemidji as a team out of subsections, knowing that we don't have the horsepower to go out and shoot under par, multiple guys, break 300 as a team. Our mindset is more, let's go there and learn a few things because we're still pretty young. So a lot of this moving forward is going to be trying to get our juniors, sophomores, freshmen that have been playing multiple rounds there so that we can come back next year and hopefully be, you know, 15, 20 strokes better as a team, looking like we're going to be breaking 330 everywhere we play and trying to build ourselves into probably more of a next year wave. Individually, obviously, it's a little different. I mean, we got a couple guys that probably can qualify individually to get there. So now it's a matter of them trying to figure out a little bit more to possibly put themselves in position. Like, you know, Gary goes out and shoots 75 of Midgey. He's going to, after day one, be in a conversation where he matches something similar to that to be able to advance to the state tournament.
Absolutely. Appreciate the time as always, Coach.
No problem. Thank you.